Rebel Force Radio presents.
Hey, Siri.
Yes, Jimmy Mac.
Call Swank, please.
Calling Jason Swank.
This is RFR Rush Hour.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Jason, are you there?
No.
Yo, what's going on, man? Oh, I lost you.
Oh, there it is.
And we're back.
Yeah, this new car, you know, I'm still trying to figure all the bells and whistles out on it.
Oh, so you bought it, you did, you pulled the trigger, and you got a new car. This is fantastic. We can follow up on last week's conversation. I can't remember the last time we did back-to-back weeks with Rush Hour. This is fantastic. I'm so happy.
I know. And notice, you should notice, that it's much quieter. It's got a much quieter cabin in this ride.
Oh, I'm sure you used RFR Rush Hour as a way of gauging the interior audio quality of the car. And it probably made the final decision more clear to you. Honey, we can't get this one. It's just, it's too, I'm here too much outside. We can't do this.
But well, I had to because I was paying my taxes and I wanted to be able to write off my car. So I said that I do a lot of podcasting inside the car.
Ooh, that's smart.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
that's real smart. There's a little tip out there for all you up-and-coming podcasters who also are interested in writing off as much as possible. I am hearing a little bit of an echo here, though. I don't know if that's
from
your...
You know what, man? I am on Skype on a cell phone in a car in on 77. Let's just this not worry about a little bit of an echo.
Oh, I see. Right? I see.
You know, just come on.
New car equals poorer standards, apparently. But no, okay, we'll live with it. We'll live with it.
You're hearing an echo. That could be you, too.
No, I think I'm hearing it come off of... I think it's just the typical Skype delay. And so whatever your earpiece is just catching my words a few milliseconds after I say them. But that's no big deal.
Well, let me see here. I've got...
Unless you could somehow lower that
a
little bit.
Any fancy settings on this. Let's see. What's this? Skype on iPhone is currently using the microphone. Oh, that's the problem. Now hold on. Because I don't want to use the microphone. I want to use my Bluetooth.
Your Bluetooth?
My Bluetooth. Let's see.
Well, while you're playing around with that, I'm going to update everyone and let you guys know that RFR this week is going to be happening. We're going to be talking a lot about Toy Fair. Billy Mack is going to be stopping by the studio, so I hope he brings his alter ego, Puppet Lando, with him. And I hope his puppeteering skills have actually improved. He's had a couple weeks now to practice. I've had members of the listening audience who are actual puppeteers. As a profession, you know, as a trade, they do the puppeting thing, and they've offered to give him tips. I don't know if he's taken up anybody on the sweet offer yet, but yeah, I would take him. I would take him.
We have some legit ventriloquists or what kind of puppets are we
puppeteers.
Talking about?
Marionettes? I don't, listen, I didn't vet people out.
Okay, all right.
But I'll tell you, I think Bill has actually been combing the YouTube for instructional videos, and he takes this seriously. If I know him, you know, he's going to take this very serious and be the best damn puppeteer Puppet Lando could ever have his hand up his ass. Sorry. So, and also, I wanted to let our Patreon audience know that we have two events confirmed for RFR Live in Chicago this April. We'll be doing Thursday night at a club. I'm not going to say the name of the club yet, but it's about a mile away from the convention center. So it'll be easy for everyone to get to via Uber or carpool, what have you, taxi cabs. We still do use taxis in Chicago. They're everywhere. You can just wave them down. And so that's going to be a great time. And that's going to be our big event. It's going to be 21 and over, and we're going to go all night long on Thursday night, April 11th. That's the first, that's following the first day of the convention.
Yes.
So we'll have a lot to talk about. Doors at 8 and then podcast at 9. We'll probably go for a couple hours, and we want to include everyone in the audience. There'll be a microphone right out in front so you can walk up to it and get in on the show. That's the way we did it for Solo in Ohio, and it was awesome.
Worked out great.
So really looking forward to that. That'll be a big event. It's going to be at a rock club very close to the convention center. And like I said, it's going to be 21 and over. So we want to have a party. You know, we want to have a party. We want you to let your hair down and go crazy and celebrate Star Wars with us. So the other one I have confirmed, it's going to be Saturday night. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be in a neighborhood in what's known as the Pilsen neighborhood, about 3.5 miles from the convention center. And it's going to be Patreon only. And we will be selling tickets at the very absolute minimum. We are going to make this thing very affordable for our Patreon audience. I want to do it actually, you know, if it were up to me, I'd do it totally for free. But then nobody would show up. Seriously. Oh, we don't have to go to that. We didn't buy tickets. And I want to guarantee that you're going to show up. So we will put tickets on sale, but they're going to be heavily, heavily discounted for Patreon members of the RFR Patreon community. Whatever, if we have any left over, we'll put those on sale to a general audience at full price. But you guys are going to get them for...
And that is Saturday.
Cheap. That Saturday, it's going to be a much...
You got us covered. Thursday yes. and Saturday.
Thursday and Saturday. That's going to be a much more... The Saturday night thing for Patreon only, that's going to be a little more smaller and intimate compared to Thursday night. That I can't... I'd like to say where it is, but tickets haven't gone on sale yet. I'm not 100% sure when they're going to go on sale, but I'd like to have all those answers by the end of the week. So stay tuned for that. But that's what's happening. We're going to have Thursday night, doors at 8, show at 9, 1 mile away from the convention center. And that's going to be RFR Live in Chicago. Then we're going to have the RFR Patreon podcast dinner at a cool microbrew about 3.5 miles away from the convention center. And that'll be about 50 people if we sell out. And like I said, those tickets are going to be cheap. I just want to put you guys on the hook a little bit and make sure you show up. So, but it'll be worth it. Trust me, it'll be worth it. So that's what we have going on. I'm very excited for it. When tickets go on sale, I will definitely post to Patreon first and give you guys a head start before we make any sort of public announcements about where the venue is and, you know, by letting people know about their availability. Patreon first. So we'd love it if you came out to both events. And, you know, I think there's going to be a lot of excitement and energy in the city. I think it's just going to be a Star Wars invading Chicago. And so with Chicago being my home, I wanted to make sure we did something super special, not just for our general listening audience, but for our amazing Patreon crew. And you guys are great. We've seen an influx of new members, new patrons lately. So maybe I give a few shout-outs here. I hope people don't mind me reading their names. But see, that's the thing. Is like I don't have... Some of these are nicknames.
They're handles or screen names.
They're all alphabetical. So all I got is a bunch of A people. All right. Oh, here, there's a thing you can search. Membership active. Okay, I need to click on that first of all. All awards. Oh, I see. Okay. Again, everyone's name begins with A.
Well, while you're doing that, I wanted to mention, as far as Star Wars Celebration goes, this is kind of the end of an era. Nothing formally has been announced, but we've been sort of reading between the lines and looking at the tea leaves. And I think it's probably pretty certain that this is the last Star Wars celebration that will be put on by Reed Pop.
Yeah, I think this is the end of their deal with them.
Yep, and you know, we've speculated for a long time since the acquisition. Well, what does Disney need? You know, a convention company like Reed Pop to put on a big event like this. They do their own events. D23 comes to mind. And so I think that this will be the last Star Wars celebration outside of the Disney umbrella. We'll see.
Well, I mean, how do you feel about the event itself continuing? Do you think that's going to be swallowed up by D23? I mean, it sure seems like it's a very popular event, and you'd think Disney would want to take full advantage of it. It is part of the property they bought from Lucasfilm, is the right. Star Wars Celebration brand. So, yeah. You know, I think that it's something they might want to be interested in pursuing. But will they handle it in-house? Probably.
Yeah, I think they'll handle it in-house, and I think it'll just volley back and forth between Orlando and Anaheim.
Yeah, you're probably right about that, too.
And I don't think it's – I don't think that Star Wars is going to be swallowed up by D23. D23 has yet to really – I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't remember any major news dropping at a D23 event when it comes to Star Wars. There have been little drips and drabs here and there, but nothing major. Everything has been – either on its own time schedule or at a Star Wars celebration.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they did a big thing where they
with Star Wars there.
I'm sorry, Jason. We were both talking at the same time.
Yeah, I was saying I don't think the other franchises really want to compete with Star Wars at D23. I think that's more for some of your more traditional Disney fare, and Marvel shows up there too as well. But Marvel's also has a lot of, you know, platforms like some of the bigger comic conventions, like San Diego Comic-Con, of course. So,
yeah, I know. But you think a Marvel Con would be a no-brainer, don't you? I mean, Marvel Con, but you're right. Isn't every convention a Marvel Con, for crying out loud? Wizard World.
Yeah, it seems that way.
Wizard World. It's Marvel characters everywhere, you know. Yeah, that's interesting. The future of Star Wars Celebration just in general. Well, I think a really telling sign is that very quietly, Mary Franklin has stepped away from Reed Pop and is no longer with that company and will have absolutely nothing to do with Star Wars Celebration Chicago. I find that to be extremely interesting. Very quiet too. No hullabaloo about it, but Mary Franklin is now the head of events at Crunchyroll in San Francisco. I don't know what that means. Crunchyroll. It says joyfully focused on fans as I did at Reed Pop in Lucasfilm. Well, fans of what? What? I think it's an anime thing. Because she has a thing, anime,
is,
Crunchyroll Anime Awards.
Okay. Well, yeah. Good for her.
Yeah, no, good, that's right. Her. My God, she has a vast amount of experience doing it. But, like, she was the one who'd been there with Star Wars Celebration since the beginning. And then she rolled that into a career working with Reed Pop on all conventions. But Star Wars Celebration was always, like, her baby. So what changed recently? And also keep in mind, Mary made the move from Lucasfilm to join Reed Pop about 1 month prior to Star Wars Celebration 2015 in Anaheim. And, quite honestly, me and Swank, who are stage hosts for that show, were left a little high and dry. We didn't know who to ask any questions to. I mean, it was like 2 weeks before the event, and we were finding out about what panels were going to be on our stage because they were announcing them publicly. It was like insane.
Yeah.
It was insane. Yeah. So we were left high and dry. And then the guy who was going to be our room producer at Star Wars Celebration 2015 then moved into Mary Franklin's slot. But they got no one to replace him as our room producer. So me and Swank had to do it all ourselves. luckily.
Oh, yeah. I was doing PowerPoint presentations for some of the licensees. You know, it was...
Oh, everything. Stage...
At the last minute.
Yeah, stage management... that award show.
I think we were tearing tickets at one point outside the door. We were doing it all.
We had no stage producer for an awards show. It was impossible to manage that. Trust me. It was impossible.
Well, we had a stage mother down at the front of the stage yelling at us while we, you know, trying to give us notes about how to do the show without any rehearsal.
While the show was happening.
Or warning. Yeah, why it's happening.
No, we had a rehearsal, but the writers, who are the ones who initiated the rehearsal, while we're on stage and we have these spotlights in our eyes and we're talking to an empty auditorium, we start asking questions and we don't hear anyone answering back. And we're like, guys, and like, you know, covering our eyes, like trying to shade them so we could see. I don't think anyone's out there, Jason. I think they left. I mean, it was just mayhem.
No, the only ones that were left were our awesome sound guys. They were great.
Oh, those tech guys. I wish I could remember their names. They were fantastic. Yeah. Our best friends.
Real nice guys.
Our best friends at that event. But, you know, I mean, we didn't complain. We didn't say anything about it. We didn't raise hell about it because we're professionals. And we wanted to make it seem like that stage was the most well-run room at the entire convention center. And if you ask me, it flippin' was. So I can hold my head up high as far as that goes. And also, it was a great experience, a great event. You and me, Jason, I mean, it's, you know, us together, us buddies, we had an incredible time at that show.
That was a lot of fun.
We turned the backstage into a big old party, you know? It was just great.
Backstage was always happening, everybody dropping by, and, you know, plenty of food. That was nice. There was always plenty of food there.
That was good. I still lost weight on that trip, though, I think. It was probably, you know, probably the fact that I was pooping my pants every time they said, and no. Remember, let me see if I can dig up that
that got our intro.
Our intro.
Our old buddy Tom Kane, he recorded that for us. And, you know, the smaller rooms, you know, I mean, yeah, you're going to have for the main stage, you're going to have some production help. Although I think our pal James Arnold Taylor ended up having to do a lot of that stuff himself, right?
Oh, he did it all himself. And we did it all ourselves. Yeah. That's how I knew.
You go into one of those conventions and you see all of these... all of this video and audio production and whatnot, you don't realize it if the hosts are putting it together themselves. At least that's how it was in our day.
Yeah, James did that, and he was, you know, being the host of that big room, he was able to call for rehearsals and all of these things. And so he meticulously broke all, you know, everything down from staging to everything. And ours was not as... tightly organized. There's one time there's a million stories I could tell about that weekend. I'm not going to start.
For the book.
That will be in the book. For sure.
A whole chapter will be about hosting the behind the scenes stage there.
But, you know, you and me, we don't really reminisce about that very often. I think we both are thank God we survived it. We just moved forward.
It was every emotion you can imagine. I mean, but for the most part,
it was great.
It was a lot of fun. It was a great honor.
I have nothing but fond memories of the whole thing.
Unless you're doing it, unless you had a chance to do it, you don't realize some of the awkwardness and the weirdness and all the things that you would assume happen for you or happen for the room. No, they
ain't happening.
No,
it's sink or swim. And you know, I did sort of have I was given an indication that we were going to be able to take a certain degree of ownership of that room too. So, you know, that was a responsibility I think we both jumped head in on and assumed, and I think it worked out for the best. I mean, I think everything worked out for the best, even though we really could have used a room producer, because we were doing things like right before we had to go on stage that we should have had no business doing, you know, chasing down people, you know, all that stuff. So it was just a nightmare. Now on our YouTube channel, There's a video here, Star Wars Celebration Anaheim behind the scenes stage intro. So that was the name of the stage we were on, the behind the scenes stage. So pretty interesting for you guys and our Patreon audience. You're getting behind the scenes of the behind the scenes stage. I can't even spit it out.
No, it's very meta. Very meta.
Right. Okay, so here is the intro, though. We have, you know, a great little video Sheldon Norton helped produce. And then, of course, we kept having to revise it to meet the standards of Lucasfilm and Repop. They gave us all these terrible rules. They're like, you cannot mention Rebel Force Radio. You can't mention the podcast. You can't, you know, all of that. They didn't want us to be.
And I was like, well, why the hell are we there?
Why? Yeah, who are these two yahoos?
Right. Without any context at all.
Yeah. Because if you take us out of context, we're like way stupider even. So put us in context. You know, hey, they're wacky podcast hosts of a very popular Star Wars podcast, if not the most popular Star Wars podcast. Hey, throw us a bone over here, okay? So here's the behind the scenes stage intro. Me and Jason heard this intro probably about 20 times that weekend, and I'd say 18 out of the 20 times I wet myself. All right, here we go. Oh, I wouldn't you know it, I have the page muted. Let me just open it up here, and here we go. Oh, now wait a second. This isn't
that wasn't the, it. Where was the time? That was it.
Okay, this is just the video thing, but wasn't there... All right, there's an audio file I'm going to have to dig up now after all that. So that's...
Yeah, that's how we got the celebrity guests.
Well, so we had Tom...
Celebrity. In case you wondered, it was celebrity.
Celebrity guests.
Celebrity guests.
Celebrity guests. Well, okay, well, let's... Now, we can't just say that and not play the audio.
We got to play it.
It's here. I'm digging it up out of the old... Let's see here. I have a Star Wars Celebration file here that I never just do searches because I'm so impatient. I don't want to wait for the answer to pop up. So I just start scrolling around. And when you're scrolling around and trying to conduct a conversation via podcast, sometimes it's hard to concentrate on one thing over another. So stand by because that's celebrations. Celebrations. Behind the scenes stage audio.
We were gonna get two takes out.
Oh, here
of
it
Tom.
Is. Here it is.
No way.
No, yeah.
Pro bono.
Okay,
and
yeah.
One take is all we got on that job.
Yeah, so I'm like, hey Tommy, you know I. Call
I'm sorry, guys. I said celebrity. That's all right.
Yes. So, yeah, take it or leave it. He's like Sinatra, you know. One take,
yeah,
Jake.
Yeah, right. Of course. I mean, he. This is a guy that does the voiceover for the friggin' Oscars, all right? He's announcing our room for us.
Yeah, I know. That's pretty cool. So here it is. I found it, finally. Here is the Tom Kane Celebration Anaheim 2015 behind-the-scenes stage intro produced. Star Wars Celebration.
Celebration spreads across the galaxy. Armed with only their microphones, two intrepid warriors are dispatched to the Anaheim system to focus the energy being created by thousands of assembled fans into four fun-filled days of costumes, exhibits, screenings, exclusive merchandise reveals, celebrity guests, award ceremonies, tattoo competitions, and other surprises celebrating all things Star Wars. What secrets and mysteries will be revealed? Find out by welcoming our hosts of the behind-the-scenes stage, your source for the Force, Jimmy Mack and Jason Swank.
Boo! Oh, there we go. Hey! Jason, laying down some grooves.
You know. What am I playing there? I don't know.
Oh, we're just jamming some blues here. A little tore up over you. All right, that's enough. I loved how that played out.
Perfectly.
Goes right from the celebrations intro into the Jerry Garcia band live at King College, 1980. No, no, that actually was me and Jason on the behind the scenes stage there.
Informal jam session that we did in between panels.
That's all. We do a lot of that stuff, you know.
Right. I got my axe with me all the time.
Yeah, yeah. So that was good stuff. Good stuff. So I'm hoping we have some kind of like musical accompaniment for our live shows in Chicago. You know, Chicago's a great blues city. And so I was trying to think, you know, I asked my son, he's a blues musician, actually, he's pretty good. I said, hey, why don't you play some music?
We can't afford him.
He loves the venue, though. He's played there before. Mm-hmm. And, I said, well, you know, just play something, you know, you play something. He's like, oh, I don't know any Star Wars things or nothing. I said, well, you know, it doesn't have to be that. It can be just some Chicago blues that you normally do. You know, just three songs out of your normal set or something. Think about it.
Oh, he's too cool for us now.
Too cool.
Unbelievable.
And then, of course, we do have Billy Mack, who's well known for his Star Wars heavy metal guitar shredding.
Yes.
So might have to plug him in. We're going to be asking a lot of that guy with the puppet and the guitar. And
well, you know what? He did so well solo in Ohio. He's an absolute natural.
He is. A natural. He's full of a lot of surprises. Yeah. You'll find I'm full of surprises.
Yeah.
Got that. And then there's another. Well, there's a few musicians, you know. I don't want to start throwing out names because I don't want to put pressure on anyone. I haven't really spoken to anyone about this yet. But, yeah, you know, it's something that's on our plate, and we're starting to really look forward to it. Star Wars Celebration in Chicago. For RFR Live in Chicago.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think that's going to be a blast. And then there's a few things. I'd love to do some Patreon meetups. And have the RFR entourage roll around on the convention floor. And that means anyone who is listening, you know, to this show, any member of our Patreon community. I think I'm just going to be posting up some exclusive meeting spaces and times. And I'll just blast that on the Patreon page. So if you're at the event, you can just get updates. I'll try to find a regular time to do that, too, like at noon or something. I'll just say, hey, you know, I'll put the update out there and say, hey, we're going to be meeting up here at wherever, whatever time. The convention center itself is huge. I mean, it's just, can I still do it?
Massive.
Can I still do that? Can I get away with that?
I think you can.
Okay. I don't want anybody to come down hard on me saying I support whatever.
Well, he's still Qui-Gon Jinn for crying out loud.
Yes.
I mean.
Oh, yeah. Sure, you know.
He without sin.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's a messy situation. We're not going to get into that at all here.
No, I'd rather not.
But I don't want to give up the voice, though. So, I mean, I'm in a real delicate situation.
You just got it down. Look, really, this is about you. Let's face it.
Yeah,
it's about
you know,
you.
I mean, really.
And but I'm home, so it's about me. I'm home, so I got to get in.
You're
this
already home?
Late night for me.
All right, buddy. Well, thanks so much for taking a few minutes to let us join you on the car ride home.
All right. We'll see you guys next time. For Rebel Force Radio, I'm Jason.
I'm Jimmy Mack.
And remember,
the Force will be with you always.